go to the hotline and bring in our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who you can find online at daytradefund.com. Again, that's daytradefund.com. So, Jay, the markets reacted, I would say, in a pretty positive way to Trump's victory. Step us through what unfolded last week that led to new records.
Well, I mean, once the what was supposed to be a close contest was pretty much no longer in doubt, we saw the markets going up quite a bit as it progressed. In fact, Friday we hit 44,000 plus for the first time ever, and it's been kind of off to the races since. Bitcoin has gone crazy. I think the last time I saw it was at $81,000, and it's up 80-some percent for the year. But there's a lot of people that remember that Inauguration Day the last time for President Trump, between that day and his last day in office, I think the S&P was up nearly 70%. So to say that there's a good deal of optimism here, it would be an understatement. And we continue to see the markets climb to higher and higher levels. And obviously, a lot of this has to do with, okay, this is what President Trump did in office the first time, and the pressure is going to be on him to pull it off again as far as lighting the fuse to this economy.
Yeah, and I think, to be fair, during the Biden years, the S&P 500 and the stock market have performed tremendously well, too. I think where there's optimism is that you're going to have a more business-friendly environment with an incoming Trump administration. You're going to have less regulation, and you're going to have pro-growth policies put in place. I think there are some questions, though, about things like tariffs. Is that something that is more a negotiating tactic? Is it going to be more targeted like what we saw last time, which the Biden administration kept in place a lot of those targeted tariffs? Or is it going to be something more widespread that could have a big difference in terms of the impact on the economy? So things like that, those remain big questions. But overall, definitely, it seemed like investors were excited about the possibilities that could come from another Trump administration.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to ask you to stop reading my notes over my shoulder because I was pretty much on the same page of all of that, including some of the stuff as far as the market under Biden. But yeah, I think that the tariffs, to your point, I think a lot of that is negotiating. Remember, this is the art of the deal guy. This is the man that a lot of times is going to say this to try to get your attention and then hammer out a deal that's going to be equitable, at least, maybe a little bit more in our favor. But, you know, that's the problem is you have Jerome Powell, who's heading up the Fed. He's the Fed chair that said coming into this year they wanted 3 interest rate cuts of a quarter to end the year. And next year, they're looking at 4 interest rate cuts. That was the plan. Now you have the Jerome Powell saying, we don't really know where things are going to be going, and that's going to complicate the process, I think, for them with regards to trying to pace where the economy is going to be going and the appropriate time for the next round of interest rate cuts, because you and I have talked about forever. That the market hates uncertainty. And even though that we are greatly optimistic about what could happen, there's also this idea on Wall Street of, well, wait a minute, we'd like a little bit more clarity on this, and this, so that we can understand better where things are going to be headed. And obviously for the Fed, that's the exact same thing. They're talking about now, again, based on a lot of the tariff pre-talk, that they might only be looking at an interest rate cut of 1 time next year with some higher levels of interest rates. We don't know if that's going to be the case or not. And Ryan, as with everything, it's going to depend on the data that comes in, that's digested, that's reviewed, that's looked at, that's going to give the Fed their best indication of what the next best step's going to be. But one thing's for sure, they're going to be walking into something that is going to be a different, I think, type of economy than what we've had before. We're still fighting inflation. We will be for a period of time. And how the initiatives that President Trump is going to have is going to fare with some of these challenges still have yet to be seen.
We're joined by our market expert, Jay Ratliff, who, again, you can find online at daytradefund.com. Something else the Fed mentioned, it's the tariff issue. How far does Trump go with that? That's a big question because it could have a significant impact on the economy if it was widespread. Yeah. And the other question was on immigration. It sounds like, according to the newly appointed border czar, it's going to be targeted deportations aimed at criminals and all of that to begin. If this were to extend to trying to deport some 20 million people, many of which populate our agriculture and hospitality sectors, our construction industry, then that's another thing that could have an impact on the economy, tightening up the labor force even more. So those are all things that you know, the Fed is going to be watching, and everyone else certainly will as well. They're things that I think are, again, on the tariff side, more negotiating. On the deportation side, I think more targeted to begin with. And if they can get that done, that will be a success, let alone something more widespread than that.
Right. And I think that obviously the people that are here that are criminals that would have never been allowed, hopefully, into this country under a normal process are the ones that they have to get out.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're going to see the wide net spreading kind of thing that we're, you know, being told by our friends on the left that's going to take place with people being dragged down the street.
Right.
But again, it's going to be interesting to see, because President Trump, the first round, pretty much ran through his list of targets that he wanted to do as far as his campaign promises. The only one that he fell short on that, to me, was significant was not controlling the national debt. And health care, exactly. And I'm really hoping this time around those two are addressed seriously, and especially on the debt side. I mean, with the debt going up $100 trillion every 100 days, and really nobody in Washington, D.C. talking about it, you've got economists that say, look, this is simply not sustainable. You can't ignore this anymore, and yet we continue to do so. So I'm hoping the people that surround the president are going to say, look, this has got to be a point of emphasis. We have to address this now, because if not, it's going to be spending as usual, and who knows where it's going to go.
All right, our market expert, Jay Ratliff. Again, you can find him online at daytradefund.com. That's daytradefund.com. Jay, great to talk to you. We will catch up with you again next week.
And next week, I'll be hiding my notes and doing a better job on that. Have a good day, my friend.
All right, you as well.